This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, April 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Cal OSHA hides evidence, plastics, pesticides, and fires tomorrow. White House touts 30 by 30 progress. Cal OSHA destroys evidence of derogatory remarks and illegal rulemaking. Cal OSHA has edited an official recording of a public hearing to remove expletives uttered by the chair of the agency's Health and Safety Board, the state's most powerful regulatory body for workplace protections. The altered video posted online cuts out the moment when board chair David Thomas swears at protesters, adjourns the hearing, and leaves the room. Take note. Deleting the point when Thomas adjourns the hearing appears to destroy evidence of the chair potentially breaking state open meetings laws. He later returned and reopened the hearing to vote on a regulatory proposal. Keep in mind, Thomas said in March that he expected the administration to remove him from the position after his remarks and actions. He has survived several administrations during his long tenure. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger initially appointed Thomas as a labor representative in 2010. Governor Jerry Brown kept him in the position. Despite potentially embarrassing procedural missteps with COVID-19 protections during the pandemic, Governor Newsom reappointed Thomas as chair in 2023. The governor's office and Cal OSHA did not respond to requests for comment in time for publication. Plastics, pesticides, and wildfires on the docket for tomorrow. While the legislature continues to race through thousands of bills, regulatory agencies are debating sweeping changes ahead for agriculture. The Department of Pesticide Regulation is hosting a webinar tomorrow morning that to gather public input on its proposal to increase fees for product registrations, amendments, and renewals. As with its proposal to increase the mill assessment, DPR reasons that an increase is needed to shore up its budget. At the same time, Cal Recycle will go over its draft regulatory proposal to set recycling and composting requirements for plastic packaging. In the afternoon, the insurance department will host its first workshop on a set of regulations designed to lure more insurers back into the market to cover communities facing fire risks. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the Water Board will begin a three-day workshop to dive into details of a set of voluntary agreements for Bay Delta flows. White House on Earth Day, on track for 30 by 30. Good morning and welcome to Earth Day 2024. President Biden and members of his cabinet, including Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, they're fanning out across the country to promote the administration's environmental record. One of the issues the administration is celebrating is Biden's progress in meeting his 30 by 30 goal to conserve at least 30% of U.S. land and fresh water by 2030. We're on track to meet the goal, says Brenda Mallory. She chairs the White House Council on Environmental Quality. She told reporters on an Earth Day briefing that the administration has extended conservation to 41 million acres of land so far. The administration is also launching a new website, conservation.gov, as a one-stop shop for information on federal conservation efforts. That website is a partnership between USDA, the Interior Department, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the Council on Environmental Quality. Meanwhile, Vilsack will be in his native state of Pennsylvania, a key swing state in the 24 election, today and tomorrow. Today in Pittsburgh, he'll be at an event highlighting how President Biden, quote, is supporting the urban tree planting, advancing environmental justice, generating economic opportunity, and building a clean energy economy nationwide, that according to a White House advisory. Tomorrow in Erie, he'll announce a series of clean energy projects. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farm bill impasse seems to deepen. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania continues to insist he will move a farm bill through the panel before Memorial Day, but there was no sign of a bipartisan breakthrough this week as House members finished work on a foreign aid bill before heading back to their districts for a week. It's looking very difficult. That's how the committee's top Democrat, David Scott of Georgia, described the situation to AgriPulse on Saturday. He declined to say whether Democrats might offer a counterproposal. Scott published an op-ed in AgriPulse on Friday that accused committee Republicans of, quote, abandoning bipartisanship by pushing cuts in the nutrition title and restrictions on USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority. Lawmakers seek more wildlife research. Senators Ben Ray Luon, the Democrat from New Mexico, Dan Sullivan, an Arkansas Republican, they want to create a regional research centers focused on studying wildland fire and creating technology to help manage it. Their bill, the Republican Leadership and Wildlife Fire Research Act, would establish these centers at U.S. universities and create a National Center Coordination Board to coordinate their work. The centers would work on vegetation modeling and develop wildland fire technologies. Now take note, the lawmakers in a one-pager said current wildfire models are failing to adequately predict fire behavior under extreme conditions and in more complex environments. Well, here's today's He Said It. This essential funding is pivotal in addressing the unprecedented fruit fly infestations that threaten our communities, homeowners, and agricultural livelihoods. Casey Kremer, president of California Citrus Mutual, thanking the governor and legislative leaders for approving $22 million last week to combat the outbreaks. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, April 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.